From the WGXC newsroom, this is a WGXC hands-on news and weather report for Thursday, the 26th day of December, 2013. At the top of the news today, the court rules with Chatham in the Foyle case. Gail Heinsohn is reporting in the Register-Star that acting Rensselaer County Supreme Court Justice Henry F. Zwack has ruled against Chatham business owner Frank Genovese in an Article 78 proceeding filed in August against the village and two of its officers. Zwack called the matter a tremendous waste of judicial time. Genovese filed the 376-page petition alleging Mayor Tom Curran, Treasurer Barbara Henry, and the village failed to comply with two requests for information under the state's Freedom of Information Law. The village supplied more than 300 pages of records to Genovese, but he said the records provided were intentionally obscured and incomplete. The mayor said the village intends to seek reimbursement for the $4,300 in legal fees expended defending the matter. He said, "It would be a disservice to the taxpayers not to recover these fees." You can read the full story in the Register-Star. Meanwhile, the Wyndham Path has been awarded $10,000 for expansion. Michael Ryan is reporting the Daily Mail that the Wyndham Area Recreation Foundation has been awarded $10,000 by the Hudson River Valley Greenway for the Wyndham Path Trail project. The award was made as part of the Greenway Conservancy Small Grant Program. The funds will be invested in the next phase of the project, which will link the existing 1.5-mile portion of the trail located along Route 23 to Route 296. The new segment will cross the Batavia Kill via a pedestrian bridge, then wind through the adjacent fields before connecting with Route 296 near South Street. The Wyndham Path is a centerpiece of the Wyndham Trail Vision, the Wyndham Area Recreation Foundation's master plan for trail-based recreation in the area. You can read the full story in the Daily Mail. Meanwhile, unemployment declines in the Hudson Valley. The Daily Freeman is reporting that unemployment rates declined through Mid-Hudson region and statewide in November, according to the New York Department of Labor on Tuesday, December 24th. In Greene County, the jobless rate was reported at 7.3%, unchanged from October, but down from 9.1% in November of 2012. In Columbia County, the unemployment rate last month was 5.5%, down from 5.9% in October and 6.8% 1 year ago. Unemployment also decreased in Delaware, Dutchess, Orange, Sullivan, and Ulster counties. Statewide, the rate dropped from 7.5% in October to less than 7% in November. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Now on to the weather. Today, the National Weather Service predicts a chance of snow showers mainly before 5 p.m., cloudy with a high near 33. Tonight, there will be a slight chance of snow showers before 9 p.m., then mostly clear with a low around 20. Forecast for the next 3 days. Friday will be mostly sunny with a high near 34. Friday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 23. Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high near 44. Saturday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 27. On Sunday, there will be a chance of snow before 10 a.m., then a chance of rain. It will be partly sunny with a high near 43. On Sunday night, there will be a chance of snow. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 25. Sunrise today was 7:23 a.m. Sunset will be at 4:29. The length of the day will be 9 hours and 6 minutes. Town meetings. Today is the fourth Thursday of the month, and we recommend calling ahead to confirm the time and location of any meetings. In Chatham, there will be a village board meeting at 7:30 p.m. in the Village Hall, Main Street, Chatham. Copaig, there's a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall at 230 Mountain View Road in Copaig. Germantown, Planning Board meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 50 Palatine Park Road, Germantown. Stuyvesant, Greenway Committee meeting at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall at 5 Sunset Drive. And in Wyndham, the Town Board meets at 8 p.m. at the Town Hall, 371 State Route 296 in Hensonville. This has been Jess Puglisi from the WGXC Newsroom. Enjoy the rest of your day.